Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Zurian Show, and thank you for listening. As always, we hope that we bring you the best of information and that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. Some of you may be wondering why I'm actually doing a show on this particular subject today. Well, the reason that I'm doing the subject is because, first off, a little bit of background. I've helped probably a couple hundred people that have had to deal with the problem of they found themselves going to be new dads, going to be new fathers, and it wasn't something that they were expecting. So what I'd like everybody to understand is that this show isn't to bash anybody. This show isn't to try to make anyone feel bad or call you and call the person that all of a sudden now has a child stupid or any of the other things. What this show is about is actually to try to help some of the people, and the age groups vary. We're talking from teenagers to people that are clearly in their 50s. That are finding themselves now going to be new dads and don't know how to deal with it. And what's happening is that a lot of the individuals that are dealing with this, and it doesn't matter what your color, ethnicity, religion, or any of those things are, they're people that, again, they feel trapped. So there's some bitterness that has actually occurred because of the new event that's about to come up. So I've helped hundreds of people personally and also gotten really great results. So quite a few people have said, you know, you really need to go ahead and do a show about this, and I am doing a show now. So this show, again, isn't to bash anybody. It's not to say you were stupid. It's not to say that you did the wrong thing. Basically, what this show is about is saying, listen, guys, for you guys that are now finding that there's a baby here and now you have responsibilities, you're going to have to man up. You're going to need to man up because it's really not about you at this stage. Yes, you've been involved in it. Yes, you're kind of maybe feeling though you've gotten the bad end of the stick, but all of that's irrelevant. What's truly relevant is the fact that now there's another life on this planet, and that life is part of you, despite all the other craziness that may go on. And it's also to explain to some of the guys out there that all you can do is all you can do. But there are things that you have to do that are going to keep you out of the system's clutches. And when I say the system's clutches, what I'm talking about is having to pay an exorbitant amount of child support, having to go through all types of aggravations to see your child, having to play all of these mind games that a lot of people play. Now, for the most part, a lot of people say that, you know, if you've got a lot of money, you're not going to go through this type of stuff. Well, I'm here to tell you right now, whether you got a lot of money or a little bit of money, it's going to hurt. All right, because guess what? The system is the system, and the system doesn't really care about you. Their goal, believe it or not, it may not seem like it when you're going through it, is actually what's in the best interest of the child. However, usually they have a tendency to side on the side of whoever the custodial parent is. So when you're going to be in the system, I know that some of you guys are going to get upset. I know that some of you guys are going to feel gypped and cheated and all of these other things. But I'm telling you that if you actually pay attention to what the system says to do and you follow the things that are put out there and you're proactive in what you need to do, you will save yourself a ton of aggravation. You'll save yourself a ton of stress, and you'll save yourself a ton of money. Okay, I've got one gentleman that I helped who was making pretty good money. And because he actually did every single thing that I suggested to him, he was paying, and this wasn't that long ago, his daughter is now grown, but he was paying about $37 a week, I think, in child support payments. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but a lot of guys out there that really don't make a whole lot of money, they're getting hit with $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. And if you're one of those people making big, big money, then you're getting hit with something even huger than that because of the fact that you're not working within the system. Are you going to have to pay? Of course you're going to have to pay. However, make it easy on yourself. Make it so that you get to see your child if you want to be involved in your child's life. Make it so that you have a say in what's going on in your child's life. So, with that said, I'm going to go ahead and move forward on to the areas that I want to talk about. And if anybody would like to call in, you're more than welcome to call in with your questions or comments. The number is 323-443-7471. Again, that's 323-443-7471. But I'd like to really get through the majority of what it is that I have to say and then try to take questions towards the end. But questions and comments are welcome. So with no further ado, guys, the baby is here, so let's man up. Now, the first part that I wanted to talk about is basically you. And what I wanted to talk about is keeping your head. The number one thing that you have to do throughout this entire process, no matter how upset you are, no matter how many letters you get or summonses or whatever it is that you get to come to court or whatever it is that they ask you for or whatever it is that happened just an hour ago, however, now you're getting pulled into the court or you're getting hit with some other type of thing saying that you're delinquent or that you didn't provide some particular service or care, keep your head. Again, the system is actually fair. It doesn't seem like it's fair because usually the guy isn't the custodial parent. But if the guy was a custodial parent, then he'd see it a little bit differently. However, being the custodial parent, you get hit with a bunch of other responsibilities, as in you're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, regardless. Now, when I say keep your head, remember that most guys don't truly have a support system. Can you get a support system? Of course you can. But most guys don't have one. So most guys don't know what to do, how to do it, when to do it, why to do it, or any of the above. So they're floating in the dark. The other thing is most people don't read. If you actually read it, you'd have a better understanding on how the system works. And a lot of guys don't want to share because guess what? They're not playing the game the way that the game was supposed to be played. So they end up becoming victims. Now, in the end, as I said before, the only true victim is the child. The mother's not a victim. You're not a victim. It's the child that's a victim. Because, again, everything that the court is doing is based on what's supposed to be best for the child. But here's the whole thing, guys. When stuff happens, again, be cool. Do nothing crazy. Get your documentation in place. Get your stuff set up in place. Find somebody that you can vent to. Not in the court, but outside the court. When you walk into that courtroom, again, have all your ducks in a row. Have everything in order. Because 9 times out of 10, believe it or not, guys, the young lady that's trying to hem you up because she's the best thing for you and she's the person that you need to be with and you just don't know any better and you're the one that's caught up in all of this, she's not going to do what's necessary. Okay? And also remember, too, this person may love you or believe that they love you, but if they loved you, then guess what? You wouldn't be in this situation. Now, can it work out to where your relationship ends up growing and you guys get back together? Yes, but has it actually started with another, how could I say, coal in the fire? Yes, and that's negative. And a lot of young ladies don't understand that they really are setting themselves up to fail if they allow themselves to get pregnant and then come back to you and then have to start playing the game. What I also try to tell people is that the person that supposedly loved the ground that you walk on can also hate the air that you breathe. So it's really a weird dichotomy when you talk about dealing with somebody and this whole legal system. But again, it's not the emotional part. I just want you to understand that you need to keep your head. You need to keep your comments to yourself. You need to keep your writing to yourself. If she sends you an email, a text message, or anything like that, then you need to keep that. But don't you be sending emails. Don't you be sending text messages saying crazy, stupid things that can all get thrown back at you a month later, a year later, doesn't matter. Any time later, that could actually make you seem like the bad guy. So keep your head, because the baby is here, and now it's time to deal with it. So, again, that was number two. If number one was the baby was here, deal with it. Because, again, it took two to tango. Number three, you have rights. You have some rights, just like the young lady has rights that has actually had your child. And what you need to do is make sure that you are actually taking advantage of the rights that you have. Again, dotting your I's, crossing your T's, not getting on the other side. Because remember, the way that the system is normally made up, it's not that the system isn't fair, it's that people are dealing with the system. And most of the people in the judicial system that are going to deal with men and support and all of that stuff, most of the guys aren't doing what they're supposed to do. Now, mind you, most of the women aren't either, but since the responsibility to do certain things happen to fall on the guys and they already feel trapped, they're not doing what they need to do. And not doing what you need to do can really cause you some serious problems. Now, when I say things that you need to do, you know you have a kid, all right? You decided you wanted a paternity test or you didn't want a paternity test. That's up to you. But anyway, whether you decide to or not, if you end up taking responsibility for the child, the things that you want to try to get in place, and if you guys decide that you want to get the CD, that actually has a lot more information on it. But the things that you need to get in place is you need to go ahead and get insurance in place. And I'm talking about medical and dental, all right? And you need to start putting a system in place, and a system in place that's for the child. And whatever system that you have in place, guys, for your own safety, you want to have it be done by a third party. What I say a third party is, again, an insurance company. Not giving the young lady money to pay the insurance, not giving them money to pay the dental, but actually you setting it up so that there's insurance, so that there's dental, so that there's all of these different things. And having that third party actually puts a little bit of a shield up for you. Because guess what? They don't really care about the mom either. What they care about is getting their money. And a dentist, a doctor, any of those people, they don't get paid because you're scheduled to come. They get paid because you come. And remember, too, the receptionist and all of that stuff and the doctor can actually be your best friend in this deal. You know, I had one gentleman, just a quick story, he actually got insurance for his child, dental and health care. And what would happen is he would go ahead, schedule the appointment for the child because it was on his plan, and then once he scheduled the appointment, he would then give them the number to contact the mother. The mother would then verify, yeah, that's a good date, I can make it, which, again, now that verification wasn't to him. That verification was to the particular doctor's office. And then she would go ahead and cancel it and then turn around and then have him in court basically saying, hey, he failed to provide dental care or he failed to provide health care. Well, what this guy ended up doing based on my advice was he went back to that dentist and doctor and said, hey, I just got a summons saying that I have to go to court. Didn't I make an appointment? Yes, Mr. Such and Such, you did. What happened? Oh, the mother canceled. Could I please get a letter from you documenting that you confirmed the appointment, that the appointment was made, and that the mother canceled it? This is what he did. When he went to court, because I tell people all the time, when you go have your lawyer or have your documentation, when the judge or the magistrate or the social services or child welfare is talking, let them talk. Let them talk all they want. All you want to be able to do is slide over that third-party documentation or give that third-party documentation to your lawyer so that when they accuse you of all these things under the sun, all you have to do is give them that document, and that document, again, is signed and written by a third party that has nothing to do with you, and what happens? What, more than likely, whatever it is that they called you in for, it's going to get thrown out. So that third-party thing is really, really huge because, like I was saying before, it's a system. If you work the system and you do what you need to do, is it going to take some extra work on your part? Yes. But can it save you hundreds and thousands of dollars? Yes, it can. That aggravation and that stress are going to be there. There's really not much that you can do with that, especially if you just happen to have a child with a knucklehead. But it is what it is, so they say. So again, the system, number four, the system is the system. The system, again, as I said before, I can't stress this enough, is truly a system. I can't really go into all of the different areas, but it's a system. If you actually work the system and do what the system says to do, and if you can take it a little bit further, it's going to end up paying off for you, the father, in the end. And how is it going to pay off for you in the end? It's going to pay off for you in the end because eventually that particular judge, magistrate, or even sometimes the people that work in the office, they're going to get it, okay? They're going to say, you're one of the ones that's really good. You're one of the ones that's doing what he needs to do. And they're going to see you as a good guy and not as a bad guy. And to have these people on your side can be really critical. It truly can. I mean, I've had clients, well, not clients, I've had people that I've given some advice to that have actually had their children kidnapped. And, again, they spoke to me. I told them what I would do because I'm not really giving advice. I'm not a lawyer or an attorney or any of that stuff. But I'm somebody that understands how the system works and understand, too, that even though we're in different states and all of that stuff, the general information for the system and how it works in this particular in these services are about the same. Here's another pitfall I want you to please keep in mind. Child support, child welfare, child protection, all right? Whoever the attorney is that's on her side, the court people. Until you've got what they say in business development, which is VCP, visibility, credibility, for, we'll say, profitability, and the profitability is you keeping your money, until you have that with these people, you're still a bad guy, all right? So accept that particular role and then do everything that you can to take care of your child and to protect yourself. And when I say protect yourself, I mean showing that you're not what they assume you are to be by doing the things necessary to put you in their eyes as somebody that's really a good guy and not a bad guy. When you have to go to court the first time, again, tell the truth. Have your information in line. I'm telling you now, they're going to ask for your W-2 forms. They're going to ask how much you make. All right? They're going to ask you a whole bunch of different questions. Whatever it is that they ask for, give them what they ask for. Don't give them a whole bunch of other unnecessary stuff. Don't answer a whole bunch of questions that weren't asked. First off, it's none of their business. Second off, they didn't ask you for it. Third off, again, you're just another individual that's now in the system that they have to deal with. If you give them what they need, then they're going to leave you alone. If they need something else from you, then you deliver something else. If you have knowledge that you need to share with them, then you need to take that knowledge through the correct channels to make them aware of it. All right? Don't think that you've got some scoop and you're going to bring it up at the last minute. All right? The judge doesn't care. Now, if it's the welfare of the child, they care, but again, you need to do it the right way. You need to bring it to their attention the right way. You need to take the proper actions. A lot of times, like I said, a lot of guys don't take the proper action. We react instead of being proactive. So by reacting, whatever's happened has already happened, and we haven't done anything to keep it from happening. So they consider the guy to be part of the problem in that particular area. So, documentation. Something happens, document it. Don't be sending crazy emails. Don't be sending crazy texts. Don't be sending crazy calls because they could be recorded and you don't know if it's going to be used against you. Don't blow your cool. Every time that you go into that courtroom and every time you deal with whoever this person is, be cool, be calm, be professional, and understand that, yes, you guys have a child, but now this is a business arrangement in a way, because it really is. Because now you've got third-party people in there, and they're looking at it from their business side point of it or their business perspective of it. So when you deal with them, you need to keep that in mind. There's another thing I definitely need to tell you guys. Understand this, too. Let's say you give the young lady that's the custodial parent $10,000. You hand her a $10,000 check, okay, or $10,000 in cash. And the order to pay says that you're supposed to pay $500 a month or $1,000 a month. Understand this. Anything that you give her outside of what the court has stipulated as you're supposed to give her is considered a gift. So let's say, hypothetically, now this doesn't happen a whole lot, but let's say the young lady moves and you've got a court order to pay, I don't know, $1,000 a month. Well, she disappears and doesn't tell the court that she moved. She just moves. Doesn't give them a forwarding address, any of those things. So at the end of, let's say, a year, you've paid, what, $12,000. At the end of that year, you get a check back from the state and the municipality where that order of support was issued, and they send it back to you. They send you back $12,000. What are you going to do with it? Don't spend it. All right? Take it, put it in the bank. Send that municipality an email or a letter saying, hey, you guys sent me this check. I don't know why you sent me the check. I sent it for the child support. Again, is a little bit extra on you? Yes. Send it to them, and they're going to send you back an email saying that they can't locate the mother. So since they can't locate the mother, they needed to send you back the check. Let's say you know where she is. You're going to say, fine, I'll just send it to her. They'll tell you that's fine, and you can send it to her. Don't do it. Don't do it. Okay, let's say you don't do that. I'm giving you a couple of different scenarios. Let's say you contact the state that she now lives in and tells them, hey, I was paying support in state A. Now she lives in state B. I got a check back from state A telling me that they couldn't find her. I know where she is. She's in your state. Can I send it to you, to your child support enforcement office, whatever? What's going to happen is they're going to tell you they won't take it. Why? Because in most cases, they probably don't have an order of support issued in that state. So because they don't have an order of support issued in that state, if you send it to the state she now lives in, they're going to send it back to you. Then if you end up telling them, fine, I'll just send her a check, what they're going to tell you, and if they don't tell you, I'm telling you now, is that if you send that check back to her and she cashes it and she spends that money, they are going to consider it a gift because it did not go through their system. So if you got an extra 10, 20, whatever it is that they sent you back to give her, then you're fine. You can go ahead and give it to her, but understand that as far as that particular state is concerned, you still owe whatever the arrears were that they've calculated from the money that you sent but got sent back to you. So my suggestion to most people, or what I would do, is I would go ahead and put that money in the bank and then wait. Because what's going to happen is eventually she's going to file in that state, and then that state's going to contact the other state, and the other state's going to say, yeah, you were supposed to pay this amount for this amount of time, and they're going to calculate that out, and they're going to say that you owe that $12,000. And if you spent that $12,000, when you go to court, they're going to attach that plus whatever it is that they have for you in the arrears. So you're going to owe $12,000 plus whatever. Did you get that money back? Yes, but you spent it. Here's the kicker with that. If you spend that money and you can't produce that money when you go to court, when you actually get your order from them to start paying, they're going to start taxing you and penalizing you on the arrears. So you're going to have to pay that $12,000 or more money back over time, which is also going to now go on your credit report, something you probably didn't think about, but something that you may need to think about. Most of you will get a lawyer. Some of you won't. But those of you that get a lawyer, understand that that lawyer is a professional in whatever it is that he does. I would advise you to take that person's advice. And again, like I said, don't be reactive in this situation. You're not doing it for the young lady. You're doing it for your child, and you're doing it for your own state of mind. You're only going to have to go through more stress and more drama if you don't follow their instructions and do what you need to do and document it. Is documenting a pain in the butt? Yes, it's a pain in the butt. Is it going to be an aggravating situation? I can't tell you that it's not. It's going to be a very aggravating situation. But you need to do what you need to do to protect yourself and to protect your child. Now, some guys will talk about giving up their rights. I would tell you that it's not something that I would do. And the reason for that is because in some cases, if you go ahead and say, fine, I want to give up my parental rights, and you already have an order established, that doesn't mean that you're not still paying. Now, if the young lady is with someone else and they want to adopt your son, and then from them adopting your son, then you give up your rights because they have to go through you anyway because you're a custodial parent, that's a different story. But then also understand that either way, you have now given up pretty much all your say on what happens with your child. So, like I said, the system is a system. What most guys need to do is you need to work the system and follow the system so that the system will, instead of working for them or the individual young lady, it will work for you. Because, again, the ultimate thing is that the system is actually for the child. It's not for you, and it's not for her. So these are just some of the things that I'd like to bring to your attention and some of the things I'd like you to think about when you get involved in the system, realizing, again, that the system is just that. It's a system. If you actually pay attention to what's going on and you're proactive in this process, you'll go through, are you going to still go through stress? Yes, but you'll go through a lot less stress, and you'll have a lot less crazy things happen to you. Because I know guys, or have known guys, that are paying astronomical amounts of money because there were certain things that they just weren't going to do. Well, like I said before, the system is a system. You don't have a system. The system is dealt with people like you, me, and others, not one or two times, but hundreds and thousands of times. You, as far as that judge is concerned, are just another docket number, all right? Your docket 227365. However, if you care about your child, I know you don't see your child as a docket number. So that means there's certain things that you want to do and need to put in place so that you're going to have as much of a harmonious effect in your life without a lot of disadvantage. Here's some other things I'd like to actually bring to your attention while we have the time. A lot of guys get hit with something called a change of circumstance. What is a change of circumstance? Know now. You change job. Let's say you just went to court yesterday. They gave you an order, and the order was for X amount of dollars. Well, 2 weeks later, you change jobs, and you get a promotion. That's a change of circumstance. Every time that you have a change of circumstance, she can take you back to court, or they can bring you back into the court. Let's say you get married and you now have a wife. Even if your wife doesn't make more money than you, guess what? You now have more money attached to you. Why? Because a marriage, I know you love your wife or love your girlfriend or whatever it is, but it's a legal document. So now she can call for a change of circumstance and have you back in court. Some people will say that you're violating, and they'll try to use that as a change of circumstance. And no, I'm not saying that you have a police record. What I'm saying is that you didn't actually adhere to something that was in the court order, and they'll try to bring you back for that. Understand that a lot of things that a lot of different women do in this particular arena, it's even not even about your child. It's about them getting attention. Accept it as them trying to get attention. And again, keep in mind that what you're doing is for yourself and for your child. But keep in mind that the system is only concerned about your child and that child with that person. If you got 27 kids by 27 other women, the system don't care, okay? If you don't have a legal job, the system doesn't care, because the way that the system is geared is it's a certain amount of money based on a certain amount of different principles. So anyway, I hope that the information that I shared with you guys or shared with anybody that's listening helps. And also keep in mind that it's a two-way street. Work it and do what you need to do to take care of yourself and your child. If anybody is interested and would like to get the CD, the audio, hour-plus long talk about this particular subject, just text ZZ Success, so two Z's and the word success, to AOL.com. That CD is about, it's going to cost you about $40. All right, but that $40 is a whole lot less than you're going to pay if you don't listen to that CD. And we're talking that CD could probably save you thousands of dollars in what it is that you have to do. So, again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. I hope that this information was useful. I hope that you'll share it with everybody that you can, because there's really some golden nuggets in there that a lot of people don't know that could actually save them a lot of aggravation, a lot of stress, and a lot of money. And, guys, I know what I'm talking about. This is not a joke. Once you get in the system, break through unless you have some idea of what to do and put yourself in the position where you're not part of the problem. Because until you do what you need to do, the system is concerned you're part of the problem. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you. And again, if anybody's interested in that CD, that audio that you can listen to in your car, it's zzsuccess@aol.com. And send me an email. We'll work out the details, and I will be more than happy to send you that audio that you can listen to in your car and try to get yourself in order so that you don't become a victim and so that also your child is taken care of to the best of your ability. Take care, be well, and have a great day.